He slept on the boat in a large room somewhere under the water, and when he found his way to the main deck, the sun was high in the east, and the air was already hot and sticky. The captain said good morning and pointed forward, where he found French yelling into a phone. The faithful steward materialized out of thin air and presented a coffee. Breakfast was up on the top deck at the scene of the single malts, now under a canopy for shade.
"I love to eat outdoors," French announced as he joined Ray. "You slept for 10 hours.
"Did I really?" Ray asked, looking again at his watch, which was still on Eastern time. He was on a yacht in the Gulf of Mexico, unsure of the day or time, 1,000,000 miles from home, and now burdened with the knowledge that some very nasty people were chasing him. The table was spread with breads and cereals.
"Tin Lou down there can fix anything you want," French was saying. "Bacon, eggs, waffles, grits."
"This is fine, thanks." French was fresh and hyper, already tackling another grueling day, with the energy that could only come from the prospect of $500 million or so in fees. He was wearing a white linen shirt, buttoned at the top like the black one last night, shorts, loafers. His eyes were clear and dancing around.
"Just picked up another 300 miniature cases," he said, as he dumped a generous portion of flakes into a large bowl.
Every dish had the obligatory F&F monogram splashed on it.
Ray had had enough of mass torts.
"Good, but I'm more interested in Gordy Priest."
"We'll find him. I'm already making calls."
"He's probably in town." Ray pulled a folded sheet of paper from his rear pocket. It was the photo of 37F he had found yesterday morning on his windshield. French looked at it and stopped eating.
"And this is up in Virginia?" he asked.
"Yep, the second of 3 units I rented. They found the first two. I'm sure they know about the third. And they knew exactly where I was yesterday morning."
"But they obviously don't know where the money is. Otherwise, they would have simply taken it from the trunk of your car while you were asleep. Or they would have pulled you over somewhere between here and Clanton and put a bullet in your ear."
"You don't know what they're thinking."
"Sure I do. Think like a crook, Ray. Think like a thug.
It may come easy for you, but it's harder for some folks.
If Gordy and his brothers knew you had $3 million in the trunk of your car, they would take it. Simple as that."
He put the photo down and attacked his flakes.
"Nothing is simple," Ray said.
"What do you want to do? Leave the money with me?"
"Yes."
"Don't be stupid, Ray. $3 million tax-free dollars.
Useless if I get the old bullet in the ear. I have a very nice salary."
"The money is safe. Keep it where it is. Give me some time to find these boys, and they'll be neutralized."
The neutralization sapped any appetite Ray had.
"Eat, man," French barked when Ray grew still.
"I don't have the stomach for this. Dirty money, bad guys breaking into my apartment, chasing me all over the southeast, wiretaps, contract killers. What the hell am I doing here?"
French never stopped chewing. His intestines were lined with brass.
"Keep cool," he said, "and the money'll be yours."
"I don't want the money."
"Of course you do."
"No, I don't."
"Then give it to Forrest."
"What a disaster."
"Give it to charity. Give it to your law school. Give it to something that makes you feel good."
"Why don't I just give it to Gordy so he won't shoot me?"
French gave his spoon a rest and looked around as if others were lurking.
"All right. We spotted Gordy last night over in Pascagoula," he said an octave lower. "We're hot on his trail, okay? I think we'll have him within 24 hours.
"And he'll be neutralized?"
"He'll be iced. Iced. Gordy'll be history. Your money'll be safe. Just hang on, okay?"
"I'd like to leave now."
French wiped skim milk off his bottom lip, then picked up his mini radio and told Dickie to get the boat ready. Minutes later, they were ready to board.
"Take a look at these," French said,
handing over an 8x12 manila envelope.
"What is it?" "Photos of the Priest boys, just in case you bump into them."